From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. We're looking ahead to tomorrow's inauguration of Barack Obama. My co-host Michelle Norris talked with one of the participants in that ceremony, who says it's an honor beyond his wildest dreams.
In the 1920s, Reverend Joseph Lowry was born in Huntsville, Alabama. In the 30s and 40s, he attended segregated schools. In the 50s, he was active in the civil rights movement, and he paid a price for his involvement. His family was threatened, and his property was seized by the state. By the 60s, he'd become one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s most trusted advisors. In the 70s and 80s, he was still agitating, protesting apartheid in South Africa. He's seen a lot. Tomorrow, he'll be on stage at the U.S. Capitol, standing with the nation's first black president. When I spoke with Reverend Joseph Lowry, he wouldn't say much about the benediction he'll give, but he did say this.
They told me I only had 2 minutes, so it won't be a long prayer. It'll be a brief prayer.
That must be difficult.
It's really difficult.
For a pastor, to be told you have two minutes.
It may even prove to be impossible. I don't know whether they got a switch where they plan to, but the fellow who's giving, Brother Warren, who's giving the invocation, I'm going to time him and see how long he goes, and I can take my cue from him. If he goes a little over, I won't feel bad about going a little over, but they don't want us to go a little over. Besides, it'll be cold. So I suspect everybody will be prepared and anxious to hear a brief prayer.
Did President-elect Obama ask you personally to do this?
Yes, he did. He called me on my cell, and I didn't answer. He left a message on my voicemail. So I returned the call, which was on his cell, and I caught him, and he answered the phone, and I said, I'm trying to reach the 44th president of these United States. And he said, Brother Lowry, I believe that would be me. So we laughed. And then suddenly I was silent, and so was he. I don't know why he was silent, but it struck me forcefully that, hey, you really are talking to the 44th president of the United States, and he's a fellow that looks like you. And that took me into a moment of strong meditation, and I was deeply moved to recognize what was going on at that particular moment. Not only that, he's inviting me to participate in the inaugural ceremony. And I never dreamed I would see the day when we inaugurated a black president. Now, and certainly I didn't anticipate the time when I would participate in the ceremony.
Have you allowed yourself to imagine that experience?
Yeah, every time I think about what I'm
going
to say, every time I think about what I'm going to say, I get a little stage fright. Because you folks keep telling me there are going to be 2, 3, 4 million people out there. And then beyond that, there'll be people watching and listening all over the world. And I admit that has unnerved me just a little bit. But that's why I pray that God will give me strength and courage and perception and sensitivity. And I can do what he would like for me to do. But it's an awesome thought. Just the occasion itself is an awesome occasion. When we were fighting for voting rights back in the 60s, we all felt that one day there might be a black president. But I don't recall any of us saying that we'd live to see it.
I bet you've been spending a lot of time thinking about your friends right now, people like Fred Shuttlesworth and Ralph Abernathy and Reverend Martin Luther King. What's the...
Well, particularly Martin and Ralph, because they've gone on. Fred is still here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm especially thinking about those who did not live to see this day. And because I did, I think I'm obligated to think of them and to pray for them and to pray that they, too, might be a witness in some way to this. As a matter of fact, when I'm on the Capitol steps, I'm going to look down at Maudie. Tell me you can see the Lincoln Memorial. And if I do see it, and I hope I do, I think in my mind's eye I will also see a profile of Martin calling the nation to move from the restrictions and limitations of color to the higher ground of character and content of character and competence. And I believe I'll see him smiling, and that inauguration will be the nation's response to Martin's call.
Reverend Lowry, you are known for your speaking style. You're also known as someone who tells it like it is. And I'm thinking about the funeral for Coretta Scott King. You stood in front of the former U.S. presidents and the one sitting president in that hall, and you said at that point that there were no weapons of mass destruction over there, speaking about Iraq, but you said that there were weapons of misdirection here in the U.S. You wagged a finger at them at Coretta Scott King's funeral. You talked about millions of people in this country without health insurance, about poverty in this country. I'm wondering if you're going to use the stage to speak truth to power, if we're going to see Joseph Lowry the rabble-rouser as well as Joseph Lowry the preacher.
I hope he's one and the same. I hope I always will speak truth to power. That's what I feel called to do. I believe that my responsibility at the closing prayer is to hopefully try to petition God to send us home from that mountaintop experience with a sense of solidarity, with a sense of purpose that directed toward supporting the president that we've put in office. For he comes to office at a tough time in the nation's history. I want to see us build a solidarity that will understand the tough task he's got and to give him all the support that we possibly can and ask God to work through him to restore the nation's stability.
Reverend Lowry, thanks very much for speaking with us. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
The Reverend Joseph Lowry speaking with my co-host, Michelle Norris. You can hear Michelle and Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep hosting NPR's special coverage of tomorrow's inauguration on most NPR stations and at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.